Welcome back to Attack on Final Fantasy, the Final Fantasy podcast where I, Pete, try to complete every single Final Fantasy game using Attack only. Today we take on Final Fantasy 9 and it's part 3, maybe? Yes, finally in Limblum. We've just taken a lift up Sea Regent Cid. I don't know if we know he's called Cid, but he is called Cid. And yeah, I did a little bit of exploring around the castle, got a glass armlet, and there's this fountain that's like, there's no place to insert a medal, which is a reference to Resident Evil and probably one of my favourite Easter eggs in the game. Okay, so we're about to talk to Regent Cid and find out what the flippity flop is going on. And the Regent is an Oglob. An Oglob is like this little frog creature. Basically, somebody snuck into the castle, abducted his wife Hilda, and turned him into an Oglob. So, there you go. Never fall asleep. Dagger wishes to speak to Cid about her mother and what she is up to, and he's like, mate, that can wait. Let's go get some lunch and have a little bit of a rest. So, that's what they've gone to do. But Zidane was like, nah, I don't like this fancy food. I want slop. So he's gone into town and he has run into the next member of the party, who is Freya, who is a Bemisian. I have called her Splinter because that is the other coolest rat that I know. After a little bit of chatter between Zidane and Freya, she says she can't go back to Bemisia because Sir Dan, she misses him, blah, blah, blah. Then we flip over to Cid and Dagger chatting in the castle. Cid says to Dagger, look, it was me that asked Tantalus to kidnap you, so I needed to get you away from your mother because she has lost her shit. And then he takes her to this airship bay where he's like, this is where I used to keep Hildegarde 1. It was an airship that didn't need Mr. Fly. And Dagger was like, oh, did the thief take it? And he was like, actually, I slept with some chick and Hilda found out about it and turned me into an Oglop and took off with the airship. I'm trying to make another one, but my Oglop brain doesn't help me in this matter. I think I might have an Oglop brain actually, guys. So yeah, I don't know, that'll explain a lot. So yeah, that's where we are right now. So, Cid and Dagger are going to try to go to Alexandria to talk sense into the Queen. That's not going to work at all, but never mind. They'll give it their best. Then the next morning, Vivi comes and visits Zidane in his inn room and is like, I'm going to explore the town. And Zidane's like, do you want me to show you around? And Vivi's like, no. So Vivi chuffs off, and now I'm in control of Zidane, and I can finally explore the town of Limblum, which is nice. I can go find the synthesis shop and see what sort of shit I can make. There's a forced ATE where Vivi gets a couponut. Yeah, which is nice. I take a little bit of time to synthesize some stuff. I've now got the ogre, which is a double-sided weapon for Zidane. I really, really wanted to get, where is it? What was it called? Yellow Scarf. Because it raises strength. But I need a feather hat. And I can't just buy a feather hat. So, oh, can I make a feather hat? No, I can't even make a feather hat. So I've got to get some feather hats because I want ideally 4 of those for all my party members. So yeah, that is a mission, an ongoing mission, shall we call it. So, it turns out that Zidane actually has a feathered hat on his head. I'm just outside on the world map learning the abilities that it has. And then I can turn it into a yellow scarf, which he can wear with pride. Right, I'm done with the synthesis shop. I've done fucking around. I got a yellow scarf out of it, which Zidane now has equipped. It bumps his strength up by 2, which is very good. I have decided that the abilities I'm going to learn, I'm going to be very picky because I could learn everything, but it would be a waste of time. So what I'm going to do is just learn the stuff I want to equip. Stuff like Steel Gill, never going to use, don't need it. Bandit just increases the rate of stealing items, don't need it, never going to steal anything. So yeah, I'm going to be very picky. I'm going to be very tactical, really. Not picky, tactical with my choices. I'm going to have stuff equipped that will keep my strength up unless I find something better, or I need to learn something, which I will then take it off, learn it, and going back to what I said in the first episode, how your stats increase in this game is you get a permanent boost by a minuscule amount, but I'm going to make sure near level ups I equip the best strength stuff to Zidane from now on. Cool. And obviously Steiner and whoever else is my strongest melee characters. The ones that I'll be using at endgame. Not like Vivi or Dagger. Bless them. Love them, but they're just not strong enough for this. So we go to the Tantalus hideout in the theatre district. And there's a forced ATE that shows that... Oh, building work's happening. I don't know if you could hear that. It shows that Princess Garnet is basically getting sick of being protected and she's going to do something about it. And then Zidane's like, I'm going to go see the princess and Cid. So that's our next thing. When we get to the castle, the princess has gone missing. But don't worry, she's just upstairs. We steal a guard's outfit to get on the lift to go up and see her. There's a telescope up here and we can look at some of the world, which is nice. We spy the Erebus Mountains, which are mountains that surround Bemisia. What else can we see? What's this? Marshland. There's weird things living in there. Damn right, we'll find out about that later. Oh, there's a chocobo. Question Forest. What else is that? Oh, there's this. Oh, the mountains again. And Southgate. I wonder if they've fixed it yet. Think that's everything? Oh, no. And Seabell River. Cool. It wasn't Sir Dan. It was Sir Fratley. Dan is a soldier that comes into it in a minute. There's a couple of scenes now where Dagger's like, oh, I sing this song whenever I'm sad. I don't know where it came from. And all the other guys are out doing stuff. Deep in thought, you know, being really, really introspective. Yeah, it's very cool. Oh, and a little thing that is important. Dagger asks Zidane for some sleeping weed, which is what we're going to use to kidnap her with. So yeah, that happened. Cool. I've really got a problem with saying cool after everything. Oh, God. Okay, I haven't mentioned it before, but now it is time for the Festival of the Hunt. This is a festival that gets held in Limblum, where basically they release a load of monsters out into the streets, and people hunt them for sport and points and prizes. Points means prizes. Basically, I'm going to let Freya win this because she gets the coral ring if she wins. Zidane only gets Gil and Vivi only gets a card. So all pretty useless. So away we go. I'm just going to wait for the timer to run down. Okay, Freya wins and Zidane's like, hats off to you. I don't know how you racked up so many points. It's like, Zidane, we just did fuck all, mate. We just stood there for 12 minutes doing nothing. A Bemisian soldier rushes in and is like, we're being fucked over in Bemisia by these black mages, come and help. And Cid's like, oh no, we can't, because if we withdraw one of our fleets, we'll lose eyes on Alexandria and won't know what they're doing next. So Freya's like, well, I'm gonna go. And then Zidane's like, okay, I'm gonna go too. And Vivi's like, I wanna go because I wanna know what these black mages are. Dagger's like, okay, yeah, I'll go. And Stunner's like, no. You're not going. So this annoyed Dagger a bit. And then we have a feast, because there's no time like right now for a feast. So during this feast, Dagger puts sleeping weed in everybody's food except for hers and Steiner's, because she wants him to take her back to Alexandria to try to talk to her mother. Yeah, that's their plan. And now we've just woken up. And we're going to go to Bemisia, the three of us. Z- Zidane, Vivi, and Freya have to ride the lift to the base level to go through the Dragon's Gate to get to Gizamaluk's Grotto, which they have to go through to get to Bermesia. But first, I'm actually going to go do a bit more shopping. Now I've got some people in my party, I'm going to see if I can synthesize anything else quickly. Vivi has a feathered hat on, which I'm going to quickly learn the Ad Status ability out in the world map here, just so that I can get a yellow scarf for Freya to up her strength. After a little bit more synthesizing stuff, we are on our way back to the castle to take the lift down. I know I said I wasn't going to bother with fiddling about with the stats and trying to get some perfect stats, but I think I'll be a fool if I didn't try to do it every once in a while just to get that extra little boost. Yeah, I think I don't want to get sort of 80 hours into the game and realize I'm not strong enough because I didn't do this. That'd be stupid. So we're now at the base level. Yeah, it's looking good though. I can't wait to get onto the world map again. Like, world map proper. I've just been on the world map, but it was just a little bit at the top. Couldn't really do anything. But now I'm going to get on it proper. It'll be good. We've jumped into Q's Marsh to get Queena, or as I call it, Gordon. After Gordon Ramsay, the chef. Yeah, they're going to come along with me now. And I might catch some frogs for a little bit. See how it goes. We've wiped out that little pond of frogs. I caught a golden one. I've got 8 so far. I think it's 100 to get the best item. I managed to get an ore and an ether. So that's pretty cool. On to, after I've equipped Gordon with some stuff, then it's on to Chocobo Forest. That's the one. What is up with my brain today? Yep, Chocobo Forest next. So let's go there. We've entered Chocobo Forest and we've been given some greens to get a chocobo, or the chocobo that's just run away from us from the forest. I can't remember how to do this. Do I do it from here? Item. Greens. Are there any greens? There they are. Okay, so let's... Green! Here it is. Okay, and then back to the forest we go. Yay, Chocobo Hot and Cold. I love this minigame. It's even better in the remaster version because you can flick on the speed up function and the timer doesn't tick down, but you go way faster, so you can dig up a lot more stuff. I've dug up 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 things for a total of 47 points, and my beak level went up 3. Nice, I'm going to do this for a little bit. This is something I didn't know, that if you manage to dig up 8 items in one game, the Moogle will actually stop you and be like, I'll give you bonus points, just fucking stop digging up my land. And you get a bunch of extra points. I'm going to actually save up for Wing Edge, which is 3,500 points. I've got about 500 points now, so not too far off. Yeah, right. Well, 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 imagine my surprise when I grind out the points to get Wing Edge, and it's a weapon that Amarant uses later on in the game. He's another party member way later. I could grind out another 5,000 points for Protect Ring, or 6,500 for Robe of Lords. I really wanted to get to the end of Disc 1 today. What time are we on? I'll spend another half an hour grinding, see where I am. Another half an hour grinding. Oh, so innocent, so stupid. It's been a week. I have the Protect Ring, and I have 3 Robes of Lords from Chocobo Hot and Cold. The Protect Ring is currently on Zidane, and it's got the long reach support ability, which means that he can attack from back row, so he won't take as much damage. And I got 3 Robes of Lords because it's the best armor for mages, and soon enough I'm going to have a party of basically mages except for Zidane. So I decided, fuck it, why not? What else have I got to do? Live a life? Yeah, right. It's winter time now. Sod that. Right, so now I am ready to head to the grotto. So away I go. Oh, maybe a little update on the levels, because I did a bit of grinding in between getting the Chocobo Horn Cold things. And Sex Pest is at 21, Splinter is at 19, Cutie Bum is at 16, and Gordon is at 18. So that's pretty good. I'm 17 hours into the game now as well. Right, on to Gizmoluke's Grotto. Can you hear that? That is Zidane ringing his bell. We are in the grotto now, and we have come across some dead soldiers and some alive soldiers. This one alive soldier gives me a bell to open doors in this place. Basically, we're trying to get through to see if King's okay. The King is in the palace, I think. So yeah, we've got to fight our way through this little dungeon. It's not a very long one. If I get into any troubles, I'll give you a shout. Through the door, Zorn and Thorn are here, who are the two jesters. They sick some black mages on us and run away. Yeah, not very hard. There's a black mage I can see moving around in the room ahead. So let's go. Oh, he yelled kill at us and attacked. But we're going to kill him because we're stronger than him. Finishing that battle up, I got another bell to open another door. So that's good. I've got a keep checking my abilities because I am learning ability up for Vivi at the minute, but it's on the silk robe. Okay, 10. It's on the silk robe, and I really want him to have robe of lords on because it's got so much more defense. It's got like 46 defense. It's crazy amounts. I failed to mention that when you use a bell, it shatters in your hands, so not 100% sure, but I think you can actually lock yourself out of areas if you don't use the bells at the right doors. For example, in this room there were three doors that I could have gone through in the main room, and I chose to go through the very left door because I could see a soldier at the top who was dying, so I'm sure that talking to him will result in another bell for another door. Yep, this soldier gave me another bell. He's up there panting away, bless him. We don't offer him a potion or anything. Zidane also picked up a bronze vest, which he slapped on, and he's now learning jelly. I'm not sure what jelly does. Let's have a little look, shall we? Abilities, equip. Jelly, where are you? Where are you? Right, jelly. Prevents petrify and gradual petrify. That's pretty good. Also, this long reach that I was so excited about takes 16 stones. To put that on, I'd have to take off all the things that give me extra damage to creatures. So I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to wait until I can take things off. Like, I can't take anything off right now. I'm going to wait until I've got enough magical stones to use it, basically. Cool. Stop saying cool, Pete. Just stop saying cool. Just say something else. Nice. I ring a bell and open a door on the right. This room has a giant staircase that goes around like the top of the center room. And there are Lamia queens in this room, and they're quite dangerous. They can use might, which ups their attack power. And then when they finally finish doing a load of those, they will attack. And Zidane's just been hit for 729 damage. Thankfully, it was Zidane and no one else, but it could get dangerous. The staircase actually loops right around to the room in the centre. And there's a Moogle here whose husband is trapped underneath a giant bell. They're having their wedding. They got attacked by Zorn and Thorn. Zorn and Thorn dropped a bell on them. And yeah, the husband's trapped underneath. Not good. Not good at all. Luckily, Vivi has a Kupo knot on him. And this sends the Moogle inside the bell into some sort of rage, some sort of, I don't know, Moogle strength rage. He basically flips a bell off himself and runs off into a room after grabbing the Kupo nut. Then there's a chest underneath the bell as well, and there's another bell. Bells inside chests inside bells. Now, there are two doors that I could use this bell on. There's one on the right and one on the left. I choose to use it on the one on the right because that is where the Moogles ran off to. And I think I meet Stiltskin here as well in a minute. And there's a save point. Mognet continues. And you also get the bell for the other door from these guys. Yeah, there's also a vine in this room that goes back up to the world map. There's grand dragons up here. And I'm going to see if I'm strong enough to fight one right now. Okay, here we go. A live battle. It was a friendly monster. It was the Garuda friendly monster. Whoops. Okay, let's try this again. Okay. Live battle right now. Let's go. Come on. Grand Dragon, attack. Okay, you missed the Dane. That's good. Come on, guys. Everyone's just attacking. You know the deal. Venom Breath on Queena, but Queena's got guard, so it's all good. Right, Fandaga. Oof. Oh no, Zidane's got 3 health left. Fandaga again. Zidane is down. Okay, we can't kill Grand Dragons. But never mind, let's carry on with the dungeon, I guess. Again, my mistake. You can't use the bell on any door. There's no way of soft lock in this area, which is good. When you go see the Moogles, they actually give you a holy bell, which is used to get through the final door. So yeah, no soft lock in here. When we go through the door, a soldier warns us that Gizmaluk is mental at the minute, and then Gizmaluk attacks us. Gizmaluk is actually like a serpent creature in this area, and I don't know, maybe it's like part of Freya's people's religion, I guess. I don't know, but she calls it Master Gizmaluk. So yeah, well, we've killed him. Good stuff. Yeah, so this is where we're going to leave it. If you enjoyed this, please let a friend know that I exist and I'm doing this stupid thing. Yeah, rate, tell your mates. I can't believe that's a thing that we say nowadays, but it is. And remember, 5 stars makes everyone's dreams come true. Oh, 5 stars and reviews, even. I've forgotten my own outings. Okay, cool. Stop. Sweet. Okay, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna keep playing, but I'm gonna go for this episode. All right, Taru.